Nicole got home, so my dog doesn't give a fuck
about
it. Reagan something is bones. Reagan something is
her something is
car ride.
Her something right now is here's something. Licking yourself. You guys ever lick yourself? I listen to a lot of music. Nicole listens to a lot of music, but the most played audio file in this tongue dot wave, because that's all we hear. She always can produce the exact same sound effect. And sometimes it's just too.
It's honestly an incredible skit.
The sound like you're juggling chicken cutlets.
Yes. I woke up to it. 3 times last night. Anyway,
why do you need an alarm clock for?
Yeah, when you just got. Okay. Anyway,
whenever you're ready, Vern.
Hey, fellas.
No rush. Whenever you're ready.
No rush. Just whenever. Just yeah. You start whenever you're ready, Vern.
Hey, fellas.
Any minute.
Here's something.
Whenever you're good, we're here. We're listening. We're waiting. Fellas.
Hey, fellas. Hey, fellas. Here's something.
Vern, can we hurry this up?
High octane.
High octane.
Allow me, if you will, to set the scene before I start talking about my something.
In Fair Verona, we set our scene.
On December 25th, also known as Christmas Day, my wife had to work. She had a 10-hour shift that day.
Gross.
Because she saves lives.
Mm-hmm. Busy putting presents down chimneys?
Yes.
Your wife was busy that day. But there was no cookies or cocoa in that.
There was no cookies or cocoa, and left the black beard for the white beard. But I I found, for some sad reason, I was alone this Christmas season, and I thought it was time to finally check out something that I've heard about my entire life but never got a chance to check out, and I watched the 7-hour chronological cut of the first two Godfather films.
Like the TV thing?
The TV thing, but all as one big thing for HBO Max.
Oh!
Back when it was HBO Max. And I watched that, and it was an interesting curiosity for someone who's watched The Godfather as much as I have.
A novel.
To see new scenes into this thing and to see it restructured in a way that does not work better.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked that opening with like 90 minutes of Sicily doesn't make the film.
Literally an hour and a half before you hear, before you see Amerigo Bonzera say, I believe in America.
Oh my God.
That's too long. That's too long.
But
I want to hear it right up front. Sorry, go ahead.
But because of that, and because of, I was like, this is a true story. I was working on some big biblical epic with a ton of extras and doing wardrobe stuff. And one of the people, just between takes, was reading Hearts of Darkness. He just had a copy of Hearts of Darkness that he was carried in his pocket and he was reading between takes.
And Hearts of Darkness has never reminded me of any film sets, right?
Exactly. Just, no.
I've never been in a film environment.
Historically, no. Historically, there's not some sort of funny inside joke between us about Hearts of Darkness and film sets.
Sure isn't. There's no pun. Anyway, go
ahead. But it kept like happening last year where like Apocalypse, I would get reminded of Apocalypse Now. And I had just watched this 7-hour chronological cut, and I thought, you know what? Let's watch Apocalypse Now, too. And what it has started is something that I'm referring to as the Coppola kick, with a little trademark at the end. And I've just been doing a study of the Coppolas and just the stuff that they've the stuff that they do. I've been very much enjoying it, going through all these bonus materials on DVDs and finding these interviews and just doing a study on why this family makes the decisions they make. And through this, there was one week where two different people on YouTube put together a very long, hour-long, like, film essay regarding like the Coppolas, and one of them was about Sofia Coppola and Godfather Part 3. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And it talked about the production of that movie, but also just like where Francis Ford Coppola was at his time, and just gives a lot of historical context and just kind of talks about the career of Sofia Coppola. This it's called Sofia Coppola and the Godfather Part 3 Disaster by the Be Kind Rewind. And then I also watched this this video essay called The Death of Michael Corleone, How I Learned to Love The Godfather Part 3. So I've just been this like taking all this in, but the Sofia Coppola video essay, as I've been like queuing up things from all the Coppolas to watch, made me aware of one of Sofia Coppola's first forays into the world of entertainment. And it was through a show that was produced and aired on Comedy Central, starring called High Octane, starring and created by Sofia Coppola and Zoe Cassavetes.
Ooh.
And it is Zoe Cassavetes, 1994 Video News Magazine. Where we just go through and Sofia Coppola and Zoe Cassavetes just shows us the things that they're interested in at that point. The very first episode, like the kind of like framework all the episode is on, is Sofia Coppola and Zoe Cassavetes are learning to drive a monster truck. They go to a monster truck driving school. The opening credits for every episode is designed and created by Roman Coppola. But also, like, intermixed in this first episode is, like, they have an interview with this model whose name is Jenny Shimizu. They show this, like, fashion show, and they show Jenny Shimizu running up and down the aisle, and they talk about the fashion because Sofia Coppola, of course, is, you know, very into fashion. I learned that she did the costume, like, she worked in the costume department on Francis Ford Coppola's entry to New York Stories, from that video essay I was mentioning. But it just like follows Jenny Shimizu, and they talk about like how she got discovered as a model, and she used to be like a mechanic. And at one point during this episode of High Octane, they have this like runway model, Jenny Shimizu, like she shows you how to like replace an alternator. It's just like
that rule. That's so great.
The second episode, there's only four episodes produced. The second episode of the show features extensive interviews and things and like sequences with the Beastie Boys, but they're the Beastie Boys in character as their roles in the Sabotage music video directed by Spike Jones. It's just like Martin Scorsese is an episode two of High Octane, just talking about film. It's just like a crazy little time capsule under 1994 that focuses on like car stuff and monster trucks and stunt driving and things like this, but also just features like fashion and music and all this, just the weird artsy fartsy people that Sofia Coppola and Zoe Cassavetes are interested in. As I've been enjoying the artistic work of the Coppola family, I've also been enjoying just like listening to audio commentaries, watching interviews, and just hearing what makes these folks tick. High Octane is just a very interesting peek into what makes these folks tick.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
It just kind of gives them space to, like, I guess kinda outside of, like, a regular interview where they can really just kind of talk about whatever they want to talk about.
Yeah. Just, like, Beck shows up in the first episode. There's in the second episode, there's just, like, a sequence where just, like, Sofia Coppola plays bass guitar with some band. It's just, like, it just seems like a really interesting, it's the only way I can describe it is like a video news magazine. But it's just, and it's only four episodes. Comedy Central canceled it after four episodes because it's a super interesting show. I don't know how funny it is.
Yeah. Like, sounds like a tough sell on the Comedy Channel.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, there's, you know, like, these three people, and there's a group of people that, like, hear Sofia Coppola driving a monster truck, and they, like, hear that concept, and they laugh at it, but I don't know how broad of a humor that is. All four episodes are available for free on YouTube.com. They're all, like, 20 minutes. It's just a very interesting show, very interesting peek at 90s culture through the lens of these interesting folks. I am older than the rest of us, but 1994 is just a little bit before I was able to make long-term memories. So culturally, that's a blind spot for me. And, you know, just seeing, like, Keanu Reeves in the 90s talking about working on a motorcycle with Sofia Coppola and Zoe Cassavetes. That's interesting shit to me. I can't help it.
You don't have to apologize.
Yeah.
But my something is high octane.
High.
Spelt, of course, H-I and then octane. O-C-T-A-N.
Of course, why would I expect anything different? Those cheeky Nepo babies, you know, they never know how they're going to spell something.
You know, I don't know. I just, you hear a lot of people that are interested in film, and the things they talk about the most are the bonus materials on the Lord of the Rings DVDs.
Oh, yeah. Buddy, tell me about it.
And I get it, but for me, it was the bonus features on the Godfather box set, and just watching, you know, like Dean Tavaleros walk around New York City and point out, like, oh yeah, we filmed the assassination of Fiducci here, and like watching just like Walter Murch just go in detail about like sound editing on the scene where Jack Waltz finds the horse head. It's like, it's just very interesting. These guys just love talking about processes and love talking about like the problems they encountered and what they did to solve these problems.
Right.
And it's stuff that like
it lets
taught
them
me
show their work.
Yeah. It just taught me like a greater understanding and appreciation for like the art and the work that goes into filmmaking. And I think the Coppolas are just incredibly interesting people. And if we have to have Nepo babies, I'm glad it's them because they're interesting and they do interesting things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like not all Nepo babies would like climb into the cab of a monster truck to learn how to drive the thing for their video news magazine show. But Sofia does. And
sometimes, like, you know, good people become good parents.
Yeah.
and interesting people teach their kids to be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole Coppola family was fucking living in the Philippines where they were making Apocalypse Now because Francis was like, I don't want to be away from my family. Mm-hmm. So these kids are going to live in hell.
And I think that's mad cool. I think that's so cool. I watched Hearts of Darkness, the Eleanor Coppola documentary earlier this year, and there's a it is an image that kind of like breaks your brain a little bit. Just a little tiny baby Sofia Coppola wearing a Sesame Street shirt, standing in the Philippines, holding a picture that she drew. And it's the picture that she drew is the Valkyrie sequence from Apocalypse Now. Just a motor, just a helicopter, just mowing down innocent people. And it's just like, I think that's what an interesting experience that's got to be. I'd love to hear more from the person who like experienced that in their formative years. You know, like I just think it's interesting stuff. And I think this family is so interesting, and I appreciate them talking at length in many different ways about the stuff that they find interesting. And high octane is an interesting something for me.
That is something.
Certainly something. And Vern, where can I watch this?
YouTube.
It's on YouTube. YouTube.
Of course.
Backslash.
All the gems are on YouTube. All the buried
treasures.
Comedy
Central did not care enough about it to keep it on the air, so they don't care enough about it to keep it off the internet. Yeah. And I'm super thankful for it. And then this is also just like, I learned recently after watching The Conversation that they tried to produce a series based on The Conversation starring Kyle MacLachlan in the and the Harry Call role. The pilot has never seen the light of day. And in episode 2 of High Octane, Spike Jonze and Sofia Coppola have a fashion show just in the streets of New York. And the camera just cuts over to, like, Kyle MacLachlan and Francis Ford Coppola having a conversation. And, like, my little brain goes, is this when they were working on The Conversation pilot? Is that what this is happening? And then, you know, of course, there's nothing online or nothing anywhere to answer that question. So it just lives in my brain. But I don't know. I'm a big fan of provenance, and I'm a big fan of, like, the weird stories behind things. And High Octane's just dripping with provenance.
Mm. Wow. Provincial.
Provincial.
Probability.
And who wants more than this provincial life?
Belle. That Belle. Motherfucker.
Belle.
Piece of shit. She wakes up every morning.
She's too good for us.
She wakes up every morning and sings a song about how we're all idiots.
I thought for sure that my Letterboxd Wrapped at the end of the year, that my most watched actor was going to be Paul Rubens because of Pee-wee's Big Adventure, because of Batman Returns, and because of his voice role in the Beauty and the Beast animated Christmas sequel that was straight to video.
Of course.
But I forgot I had watched Heat that same year, so Al Pacino ended up being my most
favorite actor. She's got a great ass.
Who want more than this provincial life? Starring Belle and starring Lil Abner.
They got a great cast!
Ooh, Justin did it again! Justin meow. Did it again. Sully Sullenberger.
Justin Sully Gurmara.
Justin Sully Sulmara. Sulmara.
Sulmara.
Sulston Selnry Gurmersul.
And well, Sully's first name is Chestley, so it'd have to be like Justly.
No.
Sully.
It's Justlin.
No, it's his name is Chestley. Which is like a name a child would think up when they needed to name like a guy with big muscles. They named him Chestley.
Chestley.
Chestley's also the name for a rich person's dog.
His name is Chestley Sully Sullenberger. He's the former permanent representative of the United States of the International Civil League.
Yeah, Chestley is like, if they didn't name it, I wouldn't be surprised if like in the original dub of that episode of Pokemon, if like Jesse. Is it James? If his like his
Bazungos.
The rich family that he lived in has the Growlithe. If the Growlithe wasn't called Chestley.
Chestley.
We went from High Octane to an episode of Pokemon.
Here's something.
Here's something.
An episode of Pokemon that gives you seizures. Here's something.